escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Mets coming off losing 2 out of 3 to the Reds. Disappointing first two games of that series, a much needed victory, and a great pitching performance from Peterson. Diaz does blow the save, you know, with runners on, came in to get the final out with a runner on first, ends up giving up a run on a hit by hit batter. The team rallies, scores in the ninth, bottom of the eighth. Stanek comes out and finishes it off for the ninth. Huge win, needed that, couldn't get swept there, heading into a series against the Angels, who just took 2 out of 3 from Philadelphia. So the Mets currently sit a half a game out of first place, not playing all that well. Lost the Baltimore series, won the final series in Kansas City heading into the All-Star break, and now have come out and lost the first 2 of 3 of the second half. And, you know, offense still being a problem for them. So as we hit the trade deadline, I do think it's fascinating. We don't know how Stearns operates here in this market. And, you know, Stearns, I heard Lori saying this as I was driving in. Stearns has been more adept, or should I say just more, I don't know if comfortable is the right word either, but being the Milwaukee Brewers GM, he's made moves, no doubt, to acquire players, of course, everyone has. But a lot of his biggest moves, the ones we all know, the, you know, Hader trade, like, he has moved players away. He has taken the big player who makes the big money or is about to make the big money and moves them. I mean, listen, he acquired, what's his name from Miami? And he has had Christian Yelich, who, you know, had MVP seasons, has been great. So he's acquired talent, no doubt about it. And he's been aggressive. But right now with this team, this market, with the needs they have, I think it is fascinating to see how Stearns handled it. Now, there are pitching prospects throughout the minor leagues. There's not just the three that we all know right now, with Sproat being, you know, the least effective, I suppose, this year, but still probably their top prospect. Hong has really done an incredible job in AA and has been one of the more effective starting pitchers in all of minor league baseball this year, and McLean has had a really nice year as well. So those are the three we all know. There are other names throughout, but I just find it fascinating. This is the one thing. Now, look, we'll see how aggressive they are come the trade deadline. And, you know, I thought that with the bullpen opportunity and the bullpen needs, I thought David Robertson presented an opportunity. It's someone who's pitched for both teams here in New York, won a championship. I believe he is now that he's back with Major League Baseball. If you haven't heard, David Robertson signed a $16 million prorated contract with the Phillies. So that's going to be, I think it's a little over $6 million for the rest of the season, which is a nice chunk of change for someone who wasn't even on a roster up until this point. But he's been working out with a bunch of different teams. The Yankees were one of the teams getting a look at him. The Mets were one of the teams looking at him. Instead, he went to the Phillies for $6 million. That seemed like a wasted opportunity for both teams, but particularly the New York Mets, and only because the Yankees owner is a little bit cheaper. The Met owner has been shown to use money as a weapon more than any other owner in baseball, and the opportunity to just bring in a reliever for just money. No prospects, no nothing else, just money. And even if it doesn't work out, even if David Robertson doesn't help as much, just money. You can still go out there and trade for relievers. You can still go out there and maybe trade for a starter and move Clay Holmes to the bullpen, as I just thought was possible at the start, at the end of the 2 o'clock hour, as I mentioned. But there's still opportunities to go do that. But that just felt like a guy who's been here, was very good for the Mets in 2023 before they traded him at the deadline early. He was that first initial move that made it obvious the Mets were selling at the deadline. But he's pitched well here. He pitched well for the New York Yankees. He's now that he's back in baseball, as I said, the last member of the 09 championship still playing in Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees. Two different stints with the Yanks, with the Mets, very successful. Even last year pitched to an ERA around 3. So I thought that was an opportunity for both teams, but particularly for the Mets because the owner has the appetite to go over the luxury tax and not care about money, where I think the Yankees probably need every dollar left under the cap to go out and make moves of more impact maybe than Robertson. But I would have been happy if the Yankees signed him. So I thought that's a missed opportunity for the New York Mets as you're looking into this deadline. But we'll see, because the owners, what kind of could, you know, is Stearns willing to move guys? Are we looking at salary dumps? What kind of pitching prospects can you trade if your belief as an organization is to not sign free agents? I've talked about this a lot. I find it interesting to see how the Mets are willing to trade pitching prospects when, and that's probably what a lot of the teams throughout Major League Baseball are looking for when they're making these trades. If you are going to build a rotation without big-time money and without big-time talent in the free agent department, because you don't believe in giving long-term contracts to 30-year-old pitchers, which is pretty much, you know, most of the starting pitchers hit the free agent market, and I understand that thought process, clearly, but if that's what you're going to do, it's hard to continue to piecemeal the rotation the way they've done for the last 2 years and be successful. Now, they have over the last 2 years, and maybe he's found the formula, but you're going to need guys to come up through the minor leagues. And if you have top pitching prospects like the three names I mentioned just prior, it's hard to move those guys. So if they're off the table, how many pitching prospects do they have at the lower levels that would entice other teams to give up any pitchers of value? Is it strictly trading from position player prospects, you know, such as Jet Williams, or like, are these top prospects on the table for the New York Mets to move? Like, I think the Yankees would be willing to move their top prospects for the right deal, for team control. I do not see it, nor do I want it, for players of, you know, the rental status of being a free agent next year. Is Stearns willing to do that? Is Stearns willing to move top prospects at all, whether it's for players of control, whether it's, you know, what level of aggressiveness is David Stearns going to go out there and try and accomplish? And I would think, like, you look at the landscape, and I know the National League is better than the American League, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just a Yankee bias American League guy. I think that narrative is changing by the day a little bit. We see how good Toronto is, how well they're playing, although they're still frauds until proven otherwise. The Detroit Tigers have the best record in baseball. The pitching for the Astros and what they've been able to do historically as well as this year. I still think the Yankees are pretty dangerous. I know I'm biased in that department, but you look at the National League, the Phillies can't figure it out. The Braves are done, right? The two teams in the division you were worried about, one is floundering just like the Mets and can't win a series at home coming out. You want to talk about showing urgency? They can't take 2 out of 3 against the Angels coming out of the break at home. And they're floundering just like the Mets are. They've been a 500 team just as long as the Mets have been. Almost 73 quarters of the season. I was listening to Evan. The Mets have played 100 games. The last 75, they're one game over 500 for the last 75 games of the season. That's 3 quarters of the year the Mets have been an average baseball team. You could point to the Phillies, the same thing. The Padres have not been overly good. The Giants just got swept by the Blue Jays. The Dodgers just swept by Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the hottest team in the National League.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The landscape is changing slightly. The Dodgers are not dominant. Mookie Betts has an OPS lower than Anthony Volpe's. Let me say that again. Mookie Betts has a lower OPS than Anthony Volpe. I'm not messing around. That's a fact, Jack. They just got swept by the Dodgers. They've been swept by the Angels. They are not a dominant baseball team. They're still very good. One could argue, and very convincingly, that they're still the best team in baseball, but they are not some sort of juggernaut that can't be stopped. Right now, the hottest team is Milwaukee. Is that a team that you can't compete with? The Mets beat them in the postseason last year. This is the time to go for it. This is the now. Is the time to go be aggressive and try and bolster this team with Juan Soto, with Alonso, who's not under contract next year, or I know he's got an option, he ain't taking it, trust me. I mean, right now is the time. Lindor's not getting any younger, although he's been terrible as of late. I mean, every game, 0 for 4, 0 for 5, 1 for 5, he's been brutal for the Mets as of late. On a weekend where we thought maybe they would announce he was the next captain of the team, he's been terrible for them. So, now is the time. They are right there. They are as good as any team in the National League, and they have a chance to go out and be aggressive and go try and take this thing. So, I'm curious to see how Stearns handles it. I'm curious to see what's available, how aggressive they'll be. Are they willing to trade some of these big-time prospects for rentals? Are they willing to trade them at all for even guys with control? How does Stearns handle this? How do they view this season? Because they did sign Juan Soto for a 15-year deal. Depending on how they view it, it could be just the beginning of a championship window. Do they view Lindor still as someone who's got many years ahead of him? Obviously, Soto does. Vientos comes through with the one hit, but was terrible in the first night of the back from the All-Star break. Overall, has been not nearly the player you thought. Is he expendable? Is Mauricio, who had a terrible game on Saturday, expendable? How aggressive will the New York Mets be? I think they should be pretty aggressive because I think this is an opportunity to go out there and win a championship and be as good as anybody else in the National League. Again, the Dodgers just got swept. They have injuries in their pitching staff. Their bullpen has not been as good. Their lineup has not been as good. Right now, Freddie Freeman is dealing with an injury. I believe his x-rays came back clean on a wrist injury, but he's down a little bit. Mookie Betts, again, has an OPS less than Anthony Volpe. To me and to most of baseball, that's the most important stat. So let me just tell you this. Anthony Volpe is having a better offensive season than Mookie Betts. That's where the Dodgers are. Go out there and be aggressive if you're David Stearns. And we'll see if he is. And I think you got to be open to anything. You got to be willing to move pieces. You got to bring another bat in here, whether it's third base or center field. You got to go out and get bullpen arms. You probably would like to get a starter for depth purposes. Doesn't have to be the ace there. I would think bullpen is where you want to get the most impact. Center field is where you want to get the most impact. But it's time to go out there and be aggressive.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.